Shalom,
hello. We're reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page 40. The article is The Teaching of the Kabbalah and Its Essence. The title is Forgetting the Wisdom. You can ask questions in our website. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Maybe before that, the language of Kabbalah is like any spoken language.
The teaching of the Kabbalah in its essence, page 40. The title is The Language of Kabbalah is like any spoken language, and its preference is in the meaning contained within a single word. At first glance, the language of Kabbalah seems like a mixture of the three above-mentioned languages. However, one who understands how to use it will find that it is a unique language and in and of itself, from beginning to end. This does not pertain to the words, but to their meanings. This is the whole difference between them. In the first three languages, there is almost no meaning to a single word, allowing the examiner to understand what the word implies. Only by joining a few words, and sometimes issues, can their content and meaning be understood. The advantage in the language of Kabbalah is that each and every word in it discloses its content and meaning to the examiner in utter precision, no less than in any other human tongue. Each word carries its own precise definition and cannot be replaced with another.
Right. So the language of Kabbalah is precise because you can use any language. The three languages, the biblical language and the language of the Midrash, the interpretation in the language of laws, halakha, these languages don't cover the whole wisdom, meaning all of the Creator's actions toward the creatures and all of the created beings. Mandatory created beings toward actions toward the Creator. Only the wisdom of Kabbalah can cover them, and in the most precise, accurate manner, because with its terminology, language, which is very precise and accurate and concise, it can point to any act, what it's about, what plays, what discernment, with what force, who bestows, how, what, who. In short, when we use the language of Kabbalah, we have no doubt about where we are. We don't need to explain it with many words. Everything is understood with a few words. In what way, with what words, and what place we're talking about, with what force we are bestowing, we're influencing, who are we influencing exactly, and what reaction. Everything is clear. It's like physics or mathematics. It's a language of science. So, of course, until humanity, as long as humanity is developing prior to using the language of Kabbalah in general, until humanity must have the world corrected, must come to the state of the correction of the world, it's not using the language of Kabbalah. It doesn't have to use the language of Kabbalah. But the minute we have to come to the time of corrections, then the language of Kabbalah emerges. That's from the Ari onward, and through him and onward. We'll see it in a minute. Go on.
Title, Forgetting the Wisdom. Since the concealment of the Zohar, this important language has gradually been forgotten, as it was being used by fewer and fewer people. Also, there was a cessation of one generation where the receiving sage did not convey it to an understanding receiver. Ever since then, there has been an immeasurable deficit. You can evidently see that the Kabbalist Rabbi Moshe de Leon, who was the last to possess it, and by whom it appeared in the world, did not understand a word of it. This is because in those books, where he introduces pieces of the Book of Zohar, it is clear that he did not understand the words at all, as he interpreted according to the language of the Bible. He confused the understanding completely, although he himself had a wonderful attainment, as his composition demonstrates. So it was for generations. All the Kabbalists dedicated their entire lives to understanding the language of the Zohar, but could not find their hands and legs, since they forced the language of the Bible on it. For this reason, this book was sealed before them, as it was to Rabbi Moshe de Leon himself.
Questions? All right, Tzvika.
Thank you very much. Tell me, how can it be that people of attainment didn't understand that these are not what this is not what he writes? It's very peculiar.
It's not odd. Don't be so square. People with attainment. So what? You have attainment in this world, right?
Not even that.
But you don't understand this world, your society, your family, your job, these things. Soon there is election. Don't you want to be the prime minister? Who better than you understands how to run the country?
I thought I knew. I really did, but I seem to be stupid.
Fine, but somehow. Meaning, and I'm serious, you can be in the spiritual world in a pretty limited attainment. I'll give you a simpler explanation. You know there is katnut, chasadim, and there's gadlut, greatness, chokhmah. So first you attain the katnut, the smallness. And the gadlut is according to the need, to the extent that you bestow upon others. Are you listening? Then you are permitted to use your vessels of reception of the other in order to use your own vessels of reception in order to fill the other. And by this you bring contentment to the Creator. In short, initially, you don't use the vessels of reception unless for someone else's needs. With vessels of bestowal, yes, you do use. I want to use them. Why? Because the more I have vessels of bestowal, the more I'm prepared to bestow. But in vessels of reception, that's already according to the need. So I have to feel the other's need. Say, like, I am the Achab of the upper one, and there's Gagal Tanem of the lower one. If I feel that the lower one needs it, I raise him, and I begin to tend to him. And then I activate my vessels of reception as the Achab with regard to the Gagal Tanem of the lower one. So there's a very simple matter here. We can be in the spiritual world, but only in katnut. So am I in control, or do I understand? No, I'm there. You know, there are many people who can even show you through some white illumination, so to speak, that they have it. There is such a thing, but it doesn't mean that they are truly actively in spirituality. It's something kind of... In short, there are all kinds, and I'm not going to elaborate on that. It's enough for us to know that. Did we finish the forgetting of the wisdom, this section? I'll tell you in a different way. As long as we don't need corrections toward the nations of the world, we, Israel, do not need more than to prepare ourselves in bestowing in order to bestow, to be on standby, so to speak, in order to come to a state where we are correcting the world. And this is why the wisdom was not used, because the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks specifically about how you serve, bestow, take the lower ones lack and begin to correct it, with you being the upper one. But if you don't merit tending to the lower one right now, so you are in Gargal Ta'anayim for the time being. This is called being standby.
I have a simple question. What's the difference between the ones who were of attainment, like Rabbi Shimon's, and the one who attained in the past 100 or 200 years? Is there a difference between them?
Huge.
What is it?
the people with attainment at the time of Rabbi Shimon had complete attainment. Complete. Now, from this moment onward, we dispersed, mingled with the nations of the world, descended from the spiritual form that we had then. Well, that started in the first temple. So we descended to zero and below zero, worse than all the nations of the world. We submerged into the egoistic will to receive. We are worse than everyone. In the level of the ego that we absorbed. And now we have to start rising up. To rise up is, for the time being, to the vessels of bestowal. So we are going through states where we are reaching the vessels of bestowal. And that's it. Now you tell me, if you, as Israel, who is already on the way and you want to correct yourself, when do you intend to be Israel? Only if you take the Achab, which are the nations of the world. You remember the drawing, the chart. Only if you take the nations of the world and start tending to them. We haven't even begun. We haven't reached the Gagalta Enayim yet. When you get to Gagalta Enayim, you will think, why am I doing this? And in truth, even when you do come to correct the Gagalta Enayim, only the Katnut, you still need to think that you're doing it, yes, because the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. You're doing it in order to correct the world, not for yourself.
Yeah, I got it. Can you define... Maybe it's the wrong thing to ask, but can you explain to me, what is a person of attainment? What does it mean to attain?
There are all kinds.
No, define to me. Explain to me. What do you mean there are all kinds?
Someone who attains something.
What do you mean attain something? Either he attains or he doesn't attain.
Even the vessels of bestowal are... You attain vessels of bestowal. You know what it means to bestow. But to receive in order to bestow, truly, is only if you're included, not with Israel, and you bestow upon each other, and you build a tent. This is still not it. It's when you are included and enter the vessels of the nations of the world. These are completely different kelim. Soon we'll get to it. Then you'll understand more. For now, what am I trying to tell you? Even if we advance without dissemination, without thinking about correcting the world, there will be no need for us. We will not even be given katnut. Why do you need katnut? If not for the correction of the world, Israel themselves don't exist unless they are willing to correct the world. This is the need for them. So accordingly, we need to understand the place of dissemination, the place of emerging from ourselves. It's very important. For the time being, we're doing it in tens, in our groups. But in truth, we have to be open and bestowing upon the whole world as much as we can. Because this is what gives us the justification to be, even if just in vessels of bestowal. It's not like, okay, so you're done with vessels of bestowal, now you think, okay, what am I going to do next? Oh, there's the world here you can bestow to. No, the end of the act is in a preliminary thought.
Title, Kabbalah of Dari. This was so until the arrival of the unique Kabbalist, Dari. His attainment was above and beyond any boundary, and he opened the language of the Zohar for us and paved our way in it. Had he not passed away so young, it is hard to imagine the amount of light that would be drawn out of the Zohar. The little we have been blessed with has paved the way and inlet and true hope that over the generations our understanding would grow to fully grasp it.
what he did, and we are going to discover it.
Yet, you must understand the reason why all the great sages who followed the Ari abandoned all the books that they compiled in this wisdom and in the commentaries on the Zohar, and nearly prohibited themselves even from being seen, and dedicated their lives to the words of the Ari.
So, indeed, we have nothing to do with all the books preceding the Ari, after his books came out, we have to immerse ourselves in this. And with regard to us, it is the study of the Ten Sefirot and all the writings of Baal HaSulam and the Zohar with the Sulam commentary and the writings of Rabash. This is what we have, and ideally we shouldn't be confused with anything else, although we do use other writings, but only in order to be impressed more with what we are learning. But our basis, our approach, the way we open the wisdom of Kabbalah is all through Baal HaSulam.
This was not because they did not believe in the sanctity of the sages preceding the Ari. God forbid that we should think so. Anyone with eyes in this wisdom could see that the attainment of those great sages in the wisdom of truth was immeasurable. Only an ignorant fool could doubt them. However, their logic in the wisdom followed the first three languages. Although each language is true and fitting in its place, it is not completely fitting and quite misleading to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah contained in the Zohar using these orders. This is so because it is a completely different language, since it was forgotten. For this reason, we do not use their explanations, either the explanations of Rabbi Moshe de Leon himself or his successors, as their words in interpreting the Zohar are not true. And to this day, we have but one commentator, the Ari.
This is why Baal HaSulam, who wrote the Sulam commentary on the book of Zohar, kind of returned the book of Zohar to its real language. Because through this language, the Sulam commentary, you can understand the Zohar the way it was meant to be understood by Rabbi Shimon and his students. This is what happened. And the whole interpretation of the wisdom of Kabbalah preceding the Ari was insufficient and not correct enough, as well as the interpretations of the Zohar. And this was what he exerted why he exerted to write the Sulam commentary. So now the Zohar begins to be understood because this is its real interpretation, its real meaning. Next, go on.
In light of the above, it follows that the internality of the wisdom of Kabbalah is none other than the internality of the Bible, the Talmud, and the legends. The only difference between them is in their explanations. This is similar to a wisdom that has been translated into four languages. Naturally, the essence of the wisdom has not changed at all by the change of language. All we need to think of is which translation is the most convenient for conveying the wisdom to the student. So is the matter before us. The wisdom of truth, meaning the wisdom of the revelation of godliness in His ways to the creatures, like secular teachings, must be passed on from generation to generation. Each generation adds a link to its former, and thus the wisdom evolves. Moreover, it becomes more suitable for expansion in the public. Hence, each sage must pass on to his students and to the following generations everything he has inherited in the wisdom from earlier generations, as well as the additions he himself has been rewarded with, Clearly, the spiritual attainment, as it is attained by the attaining, cannot be passed on to another, and all the more so be written in a book. This is so because spiritual objects cannot come in letters of the imagination whatsoever.
So, questions? You don't really have any questions anymore. Everyone's tired. Yes, mister. Yes, sir.
Hello, Rav. Hello, all you brothers here. I wanted to ask about these great ones who were in levels of attainment we cannot imagine.
Yeah.
How come they didn't, if I may say so, why didn't they do this work that we, who are so much smaller than them, are trying to do?
It is actually we who will do it, and they couldn't do it.
Why?
They were too great. We are much thicker, selfish. We consist of a big, stinking will to receive. We are in this quagmire of egoism, and it is we who are capable, because we can get into our egos more and more and immerse ourselves in it. That's the whole thing. The first generations were a lot kind of thinner, and we are thicker and thicker and thicker, until you get to such thickness that you can already, such ovut, that you can already reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah, and through it, begin to correct reality.
Is it possible that they saw the future and they included us with them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, they did.
And then it's possible that they're waiting for us to incorporate them in this correction?
We work together, except you don't feel them, you don't see them, because you're working with your five corporeal senses. But you will discover them and all the high souls that are doing the work together with you.
One last thing, if I may. I'd like to add to the great friend who asked that if we have a friend who has a problem, and for us it's difficult to solve it, maybe we can all together just pray for this friend?
Of course, it's written. This is what you need to do.
And then maybe the Creator will make the change.
We will make the change. The Creator makes no changes. We make the changes. He only bestows. It's like, you know what? It's like a powerhouse. It gives you power. You want to use it, use it. You don't want to use it, don't. But you're not influencing the powerhouse, the power plant.
Meaning there's this passive state.
It's not passive. He bestows 100% to everyone.
Meaning he hears everyone, the prayer of every mouth.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's it, right? Yes, please.
Shalom.
Hello. Regarding the language of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we see two states. The first is when you define things very precisely, and on the other hand, you have the expansion, as much bestowal as possible, to go as wide as possible, to have as much emotion about the language, the holy tongue. And I'm asking, how can we gradually make this transition? That on the one hand we're very restricted, on the other hand our heart can evolve and expand to the whole world.
It's just like we always have light of chasadim and light of chokhmah. Chasadim is to the width and chokhmah is to the length. As usual, we have two opposite forces in nature that have to be combined, integrated. You said it correctly, but the integration between them happens on the smallest kli. You can't have chokhmah without chasadim and chasadim without chokhmah.
Okay. And the special thing about Baal HaSulam is that he took the Zohar and he took along with the composition of the Ari and the expansion of this broad language, and together he brought it to us, and it gives us more impression. Thank you.
Okay, announcements, final announcements.
We'll read an announcement before we conclude. Zohar lesson, you're all invited to watch us today at 1 p.m. in a Zohar lesson live with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman in our website. Thank you. Have a good day. Let's sing a song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.